T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, neither the Mets or the Yankees are backing down. They're both going for it, and it's time to talk Mets with Eddie C. And Ed Coleman is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Geico, saving people money for over 85 years, and by MGM. Bet MGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and futures bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today. Bet MGM Sports. All right, Eddie C., how you doing this morning?
Good, Rich. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, you know, if you've been a Met fan for a long time, you know that there's always a dark cloud coming after the sun. And after the Mets make a trade, which, you know, has to improve the team, one would think, they get the bad news that Jacob deGrom is going to be on. I'll tell you, Eddie, I don't want to be a pessimist here, but I don't think you're going to see him the rest of the year. I know they're saying shut him down for 2 weeks and then build him up, and maybe you'll get him in September. But there's obviously something wrong with that elbow, and they can't find it. They don't know what it is, but it keeps getting inflamed. And I don't know that rest for 2 weeks is going to make all that much of a difference, because he hasn't pitched at all in July, basically. So what is an extra 2 weeks going to do?
Yeah, I don't know, Rich. There's really no way of telling at this point. It didn't sound good last night, especially, you know, I mean, it's been a forearm problem, and now apparently there's inflammation in the elbow. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't sound good or look good. I don't know. There's really no way of telling. You know, I think September is the earliest you will probably see him. You know, he's hasn't pitched really in 3 weeks, so you know, by the time you rest for a couple of weeks and that, you've got to ramp up and rehab starts and all that. So, you know, you're looking at September if everything goes right. So, but I, again, there's really no way of telling at this point. That's a blow. There's no question about that. I think the one thing that even before the Baez trade that people said that could derail this team is the fact that, you know, if DeGrom couldn't come back. So if he can't, yeah, it's a problem. And you have to go with what you have at this point. But I there's no way. You hope for the best and hope that you can see both DeGrom and Syndergaard at some point in September, you know, for a stretch run.
Yeah, and that would be, you know, that would be the big gift, because right now, you know, the trading deadline is over. You can't do anything, so you can't add. If they had known about DeGrom Wednesday, would it have made a difference? Would they have been more adamant in going after a pitcher, or with Berrios and you know, Gibson, guys like that, was it just out of reach that the other teams just had so much more to offer?
No, Scherzer, it wasn't coming. Yeah. You know, the timing wasn't great. You know, Zach Scott, I think, said they found out around DeGrom about 2-ish or thereabouts, and it gave him a couple of hours. But and Berrios was still out there. Scherzer wasn't coming here. That wasn't happening. Berrios, you know, would have cost you you know, probably would have cost you Jeff McNeil, Francisco Alvarez, and another prospect. That's a lot to give for a guy. He is under control a little bit more, but you know, that's what it would have cost you. Would the Mets have done that? I don't think so. I don't think that the difference maker, if you will, you know, was out there for them to get. So they did what they could in getting Trevor Williams here, who I think will help them. You know, I know he was sent to AAA, but they can't at this point. So, but he's an innings eater. That's the kind of guy I thought they were going to get and going to look for, you know, a John Gray type of guy. But Gray never went anywhere either from Colorado. So, I don't think so myself. I don't know if it would have made a difference. If you had a lot of time in advance, maybe, and you could have structured something that way. But in the little time they had, I just don't think anything could have gotten done.
Yeah, and they did say they were after starting pitching. I mean, that was a priority with them, so they were looking at it the whole time. And, you know, at least they've got, right now, five warm bodies to start. You know, they've got Carrasco back.
Right.
They get Williams, you know. Walker is really the most troublesome person as far as I can see right now. I mean, he pitched so well before the All-Star break, and afterwards he's just been – you know, really bad. You know,
yeah,
no other
way
to put it.
I think one thing you have to, and this will play out over time, but you have to worry about innings. You know, he hasn't pitched a lot of innings over the last 3 years, really. It's not just 1 year. You know, everybody is kind of in that boat last year with the shortened season. But, you know, Walker's goes back even more than that. So is that part of the problem? I don't know. You know, he says no. He says he feels fine. He's just, you know, mechanically a little off, et cetera. And, you know, we're going to find out over time. But the last, you know, three starts in particular have not been very good. And they certainly haven't been the way he was pitching before. So they kind of need him to get back, obviously. Carrasco will help. I thought he looked pretty good last night. You know, McGill has been really a revelation for them. He's been terrific. You know, how can that continue? We'll see. Stroman, et cetera. But, you know, those guys are going to have to get it done at this point until you can get DeGrom back, or if you get DeGrom back.
Yeah, and Peterson with that toe injury pretty much out.
No, he's done. Yeah, he had surgery for that. So he's, that ship has sailed, as they say.
I mean, it wasn't that great a ship to begin with, but it sailed. I mean, look, next year they're going to have a lot of pitchers. Hopefully, if some of these guys are healthy, they're going to, you know, have a lot of decisions to make. But that's, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. So I wasn't sure of the details on this. Are the Cubs picking up Baez's salary, or are the Mets paying that?
I believe the Mets are. I think they are. I didn't, you know, as a matter of fact, I didn't even check on that at the time. I think they are, but they're still under, I believe. I'm not positive. I'd have to check. I'll check on that. But he's again, you know, to me, Baez, he's an enigma to say the least. But he brings you a lot of things. He brings you elite defense, and this is a team that that defensively has, you know, it's been one of their calling cards this year. They've been a tremendous defensive team, and he makes you better in that sense. He does bring you elite defense. He has power. He does hit lefties. That's a plus, you know, putting him in that lineup. You're not going to get on base percentage from him. He's not going to walk. That's part of his game, and that you're going to have to live with that. He brings you speed too.
Mm-hmm. But leads the league in strikeouts. That's what worries me.
Yeah. There's no question. he's going to strike out. He had a bad June. He's had a very hot July. So, you know, is it trending up? You hope. You hope it doesn't revert. Let's put it that way. But they can certainly use the bat in there, and they can plug him in for Lindor certainly while he's, you know, while he's away, and then obviously he's going to shift over to second base. But in a sense, it's kind of like a Cespedes deal in a way, because, you know, Cespedes was a guy with a big bat who came here, and that's what you're looking for from Javi Baez at this point, is a big bat to get an offense going that, frankly, you know, hasn't scored the number of runs that it should. I think only Pittsburgh has less runs scored in the National League than the Mets, and it's been a big problem for them. Their plus minus is not terrific for a team that leads the division and has led the division most of the year.
Yeah, well, I mean, their record is the exact same as the Yankees, and the plus minus is within two runs, so that's where they are. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are like crying in their beer. The Met fans are like, "Hey, we're in first place," but it's all relative. Last night, the first inning was a perfect example. You have the bases loaded, nobody out. You have Sonny Gray on the ropes. You've hit line drives against him, and Conforto's up. All he's got to do is the ball in the air. You got another run at least. hits one in the corner and you can knock the guy out. Instead, mm-hmm. no contact, a strikeout, and then a double play and right. one run, and that's it.
Yeah. That's happened more times than you would think this year and more times than you would care for. Early on, they can't seem to deliver that knockout punch. They will score, but they tied it up after the India home run, but that should have been a big inning for them. There's no question. I mean, the first four batters reached and you get one run out of it. Conforto is just having a nightmare season, and it's, I keep saying, and you know, Conforto is one guy that I've always said this, that I never worry about because of his swing, but he's just not fired this year. So hopefully at some point that's going to happen because he's going to be in the lineup. I think he may rest today against Wade Miley. And I guess the other thing you have to worry about is Nimmo too, because he felt something with his hamstring late. That's why they were going to pinch hit for him. So I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup either. So we'll have to see. They have to stay healthy as well.
Yeah. Well, they're telling me that they're not too concerned about Nimmo, but we've heard that before. So
yeah,
well, you gotta worry. And, I'm thinking with Conforto, when Lindor comes back, you move Bias to second. Well, what do you do with Jeff McNeil? Does he play third or does he go to the outfield if his legs mm-hmm. can handle it? You know, and you might get to a point where you have to bench Conforto and have McNeil play right field and have a combination of J.D. Davis or Villar play third.
Well, anything is possible. I mean, the guys that if McNeil keeps hitting, the guys that obviously are going to be affected would be J.D. Davis and Dom Smith, even you'd have to consider as well too. With when Lindor does get back, but they'll have to shift bodies around, and obviously guys are going to sit at times. If Baez comes in and delivers and does what they think he can do, somebody's going to have to sit, and they may rotate that. That may be the possibility. It's going to be Luis Rojas' problem, trying to get the lineup and trying to fit that in. I guess a good problem in a sense, but it depends on who's cold and how many are cold. Let's put it that way.
Well, if in fact Nimmo is okay, he'll lead off. But where do you see Baez fitting into this lineup in terms of batting position?
Yeah, I don't know. I would put him in the down in the middle of the lineup. That's where I would go, somewhere in. You could bat him third. You could bat him, fifth or sixth, thereabouts. I would put him somewhere in the middle. That's, you're not going to mess with Nimmo up there. Alonso's going to be up top. And I would think McNeil, too. You could move McNeil down into a more RBI spot as well, too. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to. I guess we'll find out tonight. He's going to be in the lineup. So it's against the lefty. So we'll see exactly where Rojas places him. But, somewhere in the middle, I would think.
Yeah. Well, as much as the Mets have struggled and they're basically just treading water, you look around and there's the Braves treading water, the Phillies mm-hmm. treading water. Washington has given up, and that might be a stroke of luck on the Mets because they got a lot of games left with the Nats.
Yep.
And
the Marlins, too, for that matter.
Yeah, and the Marlins, who made themselves a little weaker, I think. Mm-hmm. But the Nats, I mean, I get Scherzer, at that point, but I don't get Trey Turner being traded. What's going on there?
Well, they had said all along, I guess either privately or maybe publicly as well too, that they weren't going to go long term with Turner, and his time is coming up. I don't understand that myself. If you look at guys that you want to build around, I mean, Soto and Turner are certainly two guys that I would. It's a mystery to me. I don't know, but they obviously pulled the trigger on that and they unloaded everybody. I'm not even going to know that team when we get there. It's kind of, in a sense, it's almost a similar situation to what's going on out west. The three teams out there have the Diamondbacks and the Rockies as punching bags, and I think the rest of the NL East now has the Nationals and Marlins supposedly as punching bags too to get it done. The Mets have a lot of games left with them for sure. The Well, everybody lost last night, so the Mets lose no ground. The Braves, they did what they could to improve themselves, and because they had some serious body blows with Acuna, and before that Ozuna, and the pitching that they lost as well too, Soroka, and the Phillies, have been a disaster defensively and in the bullpen, but they helped themselves a little bit anyway with Gibson and Kennedy. I thought that was a good move for them, so. We'll see how they react to it, and they'll see the Phillies soon, for that matter. But trying to stay afloat, the Mets have done a good job of doing that. They just haven't pulled away. But I don't know if anybody's going to pull away this year. That's the way kind of year it seems.
Yeah. The other team. I mean, if one team gets hot, they're going to win the division. Whoever that team is, you're hoping that Baez could be that for the Mets. Okay, Eddie. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Gotcha, Rich. Thanks.
All right. Ed Coleman talking Mets baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.